It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1. Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, and it's a Monday.
Yes, towards, I think we have 3 more days left of the month of January, and then we're off to the Chinese New Year and Valentine's, of course.
Wow.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
If it's almost... And let's not forget the biggest thing about Chinese New Year.
What? What is the biggest thing about Chinese New Year?
The Panlong dragon disappears and there's a new one. So there could be like a snake dragon.
This is my I'm interested face, but not really.
Look, the Panlong was there for a year. So now that, you know, the animals is changing, they're going to... That's the dragon. Dragon. Yeah, the Panlong is a dragon dragon. And now there's going to be a snake dragon. Do you realize how earth-shaking this is?
I really don't care.
I do. See? Dre does. And so do millions of dragon
But
bears.
I don't care about Dre.
What? See? See? Oh my gosh, there's going to be a snake dragon. Oh, this is so exciting. You do know this is exciting. You do realize it's like the biggest thing.
Really?
Yeah. So you should be jumping up and down in your seat.
Okay, whoopee. Yeah. Something, something dragon.
Yes.
Okay, happy.
Happy.
Happy about this new dragon.
I'm so happy.
So happy.
See, see, look. Dre is, is waving his dragon veil around.
I'm like, okay.
Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you. We've done this before, but it's been a long time since we did something like this. And you know, one of the main things that we do on the show, or at least that we talk about, is when one of us has a really strange dream.
Mm.
And remember, like Gina was telling us one,
yeah,
just
one
recently,
dream. Last week.
Yours too.
Yeah.
You know, we always have like these wild,
wild
weird
dreams.
Dreams. Okay, so today, Antud Jays wanted us to look for the top 10 weird dreams. The weirdest dreams you've ever
had. Dreams not literal. Or
not,
literal.
Not literal. No, literal,
literal
dreams.
Literal dreams.
Literal,
okay.
Dreams. You can include non-literal dreams too, you know.
Non-literal dreams.
Non-literal dreams. But like the weirder, the better. Like remember, you had a dream about Dolphy and China.
China, yeah. And I was...
You, Dolphy, and China.
Yes. We were in a match. And then it turned kind of kinky.
Yes. And China, the female wrestler,
yes,
turned porn star.
But at the time, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But you were prophetic. So, you know, something like that.
Man.
But and remember me, I had a dream where I was...
The one of the most memorable dreams of yours, for me, is when you had... Somebody was chasing you and you had to jump off the 17th floor of Strata 2000 and you fell. But right before you hit the ground, you turned into a...
Daisy!
Wow.
There. Ayan ka na naman.
Amazing dreams
Ayan
you
na
have.
Naman, right? Or one time, I was sitting in... You know, like a circus tent in the middle of the circus ring.
And you
I
were
was,
performing?
No, I was sitting naked on a cactus.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Wait,
that.
Where exactly was the cactus?
I was sitting in the very center of
well,
the
Well, you do know
ring.
What cactus have.
Spikes. And
They're
water.
Not called spikes.
Oh, what the? Oh. Right.
And I was sitting naked
sitting
on top
on
of it.
Him.
And did you feel happy about... Was it a dream or a nightmare?
No, I wasn't me. I was Paris Hilton.
It just
My
gets
write-up
better
was correct?
And better.
What?
My write-up about you in
yeah.
the book?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
So, you know, like, the weirdest dreams will make it. I mean, we don't want something regular like, oh, yeah, I was, you know, I was...
Well, I had this recurring dream that I was being chased around by a devil.
Oh.
And at the end of every dream, I would have to jump off of a building and then I would wake up. But it was constant, like consistently. It would always happen.
Ah.
And it wasn't like this. Well, he was kind of scary, but like the, you know, the red pitchfork kind of devil.
The cartoon kind of devil.
And then when I was young, I had a dream where I ate 17 loaves of bread na unsliced, tapos binangungot ako.
Wow. Binabangungot ka sa dream mo?
Hindi. I mean, yun yung cause ng bangungot ko because I ate so much bread.
No, but you didn't really eat 17 loaves.
No. I mean, in my dream, I did.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah,
in
your
dream,
you were binabangungot. Because bangungot is kind of like a bad dream.
Okay. So,
but you had a bad dream in your dream.
Oh, okay. Because so my bangungot is... My definition of it is when you can't move and you can't breathe.
Ah,
you know that? Yung
the astral travel thing.
Yeah, that one.
What astral travel thing?
Yeah, it's like supposedly you're not fully attached to your body. That's why you want to move, but you can't move.
But you can't.
That happens to me all the time.
Okay.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Okay, so today we are doing the top 10 weird dreams.
Okay.
Just send us your weird dreams, okay? The weirder, the better. The more mind-blowing, the more...
Inception-like dream.
See Labyrinth.
Yeah.
See Pan.
Del Toro.
But I think this is like... Yeah.
Pan's Labyrinth.
The more Del Toro-ish, Guillermo Del Toro-ish the dream, the better.
Or David Bowie.
Or David Bowie, yes, that kind of Labyrinth.
That's the original Labyrinth.
Or even J-Lo, she had a movie where it was called...
The Cell.
Oh, yeah, The Cell.
The Cell.
Yeah, there. So the weirder the dream, that's the way that we want it. Or Inception.
Inception.
So key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush. And hashtag Weird Dreams.
Best.
Are we okay?
Yeah?
That's so weird.
Oh, sorry. No, or hashtag weird dreams.
Okay, cool.
That's how we end it.
609.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this Monday, January 28, 2013. My name is Del. Guess who's having a baby? Nope, it's not me.
Okay.
Well, rumored to be expecting a baby is Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
The actress.
Do they want?
I know. They have six already, right? Mm-hmm.
Six ba or nine?
Six.
Hindi mo na alam ko ano.
Parang feeling ko hinahabol na yung cheaper by the dozen.
Pwede. All right, the actress and her fiance Brad Pitt raised six children together, with their youngest being four-year-old twins Knox and Vivienne. Angelina was seen out and about while shooting her movie Maleficent last year, but hasn't attended any high-profile events lately. It's been suggested that she has retreated from the limelight as she has been struggling with her latest pregnancy. According to an insider speaking with the American edition of Star Magazine, quote, she had morning sickness and didn't want to draw attention to herself in public. She's focusing on her other children right now, trying to prepare them for the new baby, unquote. The couple's other children range in ages from 11 to 6, and Angelina has reportedly been keen to add to their brood for some time. The Hollywood icons ensure that when one of them is working, the other one takes time off to be with the children. And as both have been busy lately, fitting a new addition into their family hasn't been possible.
So if ever, this will be the fourth biological child.
Yes.
It's Shiloh and the twins, right? Are
yes,
both theirs.
Are both theirs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But sabaga, you know, if you think about it, if you're Brad Pitt and your wife is Angelina Jolie, or they're married now, right?
No, they're engaged.
Okay,
engaged.
And your fiance is Angelina Jolie.
Wouldn't you want
to make babies?
More babies, and their babies are so cute.
Yeah,
and it might not be the baby in itself that you're looking forward to,
but Shiloh's very butch.
Yeah, very.
She dresses up like a boy and has a boy haircut.
But just the joy in creating a baby.
The process.
Diba? Why? If you really think about it. And if you're Angelina Jolie naman, asawa ko si, boyfriend ko si Brad Pitt, bakit hindi?
Why not?
How old is Brad Pitt? I think he's about...
He's a lot older. I think he's about maybe late 40s.
Late 40s?
Is Tom Cruise older? Because Tom has already 50. Reached 50.
I think Tom Cruise is older.
So he would be like 48? 89?
Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
But that would be a lot, very old to become a new dad.
Sometimes he doesn't look it at all.
Yeah. No, sometimes he does. No, like he does. When, really? When he's got this the bearded whole I'm a Hell's Angel sort of look going
much,
on.
Much panned Chanel commercial.
Yeah, he looks old then.
Really?
Yeah, he looks old.
Because Tom Cruise hardly looks 50. You would never think he was 50.
But I think, Tom had something done. Because he started to look a little, you know how
That,
as you get older, it's like, actually more skin. Yeah.
Because remember Mission Impossible? He looked like the old Tom Cruise. I mean, not old, I mean the old young
Tom Cruise. The old young Tom Cruise.
Right? I think it's because he had something done. He looked so
But whatever fresh. It is that he had done, it was just right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
He doesn't look crazy at all.
He doesn't look like a cat woman or anything.
Angelina Jolie is 30 something.
No, I'm older by, I think, a year.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks older.
Thank you.
Nah. She looks older.
Why?
But she's much hotter. Really? Come on, Del. It's Angelina Jolie.
Deppy, you're in the running.
But how dare you?
How dare you, Gino?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. It's a matter of taste. Anyway, that is the news. The first one today here on the show.
Gosh, seven kids.
The gang's all here. Chico, Delamore, and Gina for you on this Monday right here on The Morning Rush. Heard exclusively on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are looking at your weird dreams. All right, so.
Well, we're hearing about them, not looking at them.
Well, it's a metaphor.
Wow.
Wonderful way to annoy people on a
Good
Monday.
Good morning.
You do it so effortlessly.
I know, right?
Without even trying.
Amazing. At least I'm good at something.
And so let's start off with D plus Wayne. Sumali ako sa isang mutant group. Yung para bang X-Men. Tapos ang powers ko, kumakain ako ng Rubik's Cube.
Wow.
That is so strange.
What a dream.
That was parang,
what kind of power is that?
You see like a guy playing a Rubik's Cube. It's like, oh no, please don't eat my Rubik's. No.
Jump.
Napaka-specific.
Hindi siya kaang weird kasi merong alien, superpowered aliens invading the earth. To the rescue! Let's go find my Rubik's Cube. How does that help anyone?
Malay mo yung power ng aliens is ano pala, like,
kailangan nila ng Rubik's Cube.
Oh, they need, they draw
that's their oxygen.
Power from Rubik's Cubes.
Weird. That is just too strange. And
pointless.
Butter Baby says, I was watching a concert. Tapos after the last song of the band, a UFO appeared and kidnapped the band.
Huh?
Yun na yun. At saka, hinintayin lang matapos yung concert.
At least they were considerate na parang naisip nila na parang, uy, nagbayad tong mga tao na to. Mamaya na natin sila i-abduct.
Diba? Chenong says, hinahabol ng ako ng dragon. Pataas ng pataas. Tapos, tumakbo ako pataas ng lighthouse. Pagdating ko sa itoktok, tumapat siya dun sa ilaw ng lighthouse. Yung mukha niya, mukha ng crush ko.
Oh, so your crush wanted to eat you?
Hindi, but, well.
Well.
Pero dragon. Just the face was the crush. Everything else was a fire-breathing, you know. Ken Karot says, I dreamt Chico went to my house, played with my kids. Tapos, I asked him if I could hire him as my yaya. For the kids.
You might have to shell a little more than most.
A little
most.
More, yeah.
Yeah, and chances are you'd be doing most of the work.
Tsaka pagpagod na ako parang ate ha.
Meron ka rin yaya.
The kids. I am Alex E. says, I was jogging in BGC. Diba? People run there a lot. Biglang nag-earthquake, bumuka ang lupa, lumapas ang Powerpuff Girls, tapos sabi nila, tara, coffee tayo. It's so strange.
For me, what's strange? One
it's
of the,
so strange.
Also, because they don't speak Tagalog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Coffee tayo.
Pero, oh? Parang you can just imagine, like, so the earth opens up and people are panicking because it's like, ah! And then they just pop out and then the earth blows back up.
The
coffee tayo.
If you watch Powerpuff, everything is so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't even come from the ground. They have
a
house.
Yeah, they don't emerge from the ground.
Yeah, they're not like...
OMGN says, ako, I dreamed a dream and time gone.
You know how much of a loser I am?
You haven't seen Les Mis yet.
You haven't seen it?
God. Well, somebody doesn't want to take me.
Who's this somebody? Yeah. Silence.
Silence.
I don't have an answer. You both won't take me.
No?
Because you watched it already. Diba?
Yeah. Dapat ano? Dapat.
Why didn't you watch with us? Are you busy?
Oh, Cooper was sick. Remember?
Oh, right.
Oh yeah, that was the time.
That's not an excuse.
Anto says, I was a CIA spy. Tapos inutusan nila ako mag-spy sa karinderya sa kanto namin kasi secretly nagtitinda sila ng iPad.
Okay.
Wow.
And don't you have better things to do?
That's as in the CIA is concerned na yung tindahan nila, yung karinderya nila sa kanto
nagbebenta ng iPad.
Illegally ng iPad.
Delikado.
And also, Sigko Wangtor says, I was running away from a serial killer who was hunting me down. Nung finally, na-corner niya ako, pagtingin ko sa mukha niya, ako pala, I wanted to kill myself.
Wow.
Ooh, wow. That's deep.
Heavy.
It's heavy, huh?
Heavy.
OMGN says, I went to school na naka-brief lang ako. Turns out, ako lang yung may pang-cover kasi lahat sila nakahubad.
You go to an all-boys school.
And siya na yung pinaka-covered. Dressed, na naka-brief lang siya. Kasi everyone else was naked.
Did you have that dream? The whole going to school naked?
I think different places naked. Not just school.
Kinky.
Was it a dream or... it's just reality.
No, was it a dream or was it a dream?
It's always been a dream of mine.
Okay,
I've never had that.
Really?
Yeah.
They say it's because of it's insecurity. Like, whenever you dream about that, you're insecure. Blah, 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 blah. Mine got worse because, like, I was naked in school and I was like, I need to go home and retreat. My home was a bathroom in the school.
Wow.
So
you
I
lived
ran
in
to
the bathroom
and I lived there.
You're like Moaning Myrtle.
I said, when I went to the bathroom, my parents were there. I was so weirded out. I was like, I live in a freaking bathroom. But it was clean. So, yeah.
Anto says, tumama ako sa loto. Tapos nagpatayo ako ng bahay na gawa ng Skyflakes.
Oh, wow. Hansel and Gretel lang yung
diba? And also, ma-actress person says, I was one of the inmates in a prison. We all dressed in haute couture. Tapos paggabi awards night.
Let me see.
Parang klaseng prison kaya to.
Hashtag gay much?
Diba? And also,
Becky Traz.
Becky Traz.
Oo nga.
Sabi ko nga.
Ah, okay. Interesting yan, ha? Camila says, I was head of a troop of soldiers heading for battle inside a grocery. Our enemies, the orcs. Tapos bigla nag-change scene, umiiyak na si Vilma Santos.
From Lord of the Rings, inside a grocery.
Oo, tapos biglang si Vilma Santos. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird dreams comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco says,
I could teleport. I could teleport from one place to another by eating banana cue.
Oh, wow.
So, pag gusto mo na mag-teleport, kakain ka ng banana queue, tapos it powers your teleportation.
Tapos nakita mo siya, asa ng banana queue?
I need to get out of here. Get me a banana queue.
Yung ano, yung na-corner siya na siya ng mga zombies.
Ng mga goons.
Banana queue! Banana queue!
Paano yung tuwing merienda lang may banana queue?
Damn it!
At saka talaga, you just, you know, you eat a banana queue, tapos wala makita mo,
di ba paggabi, wala masyadong banana queue, hindi siya makakita.
At saka paano yun, as in, walang substitute, like toron, hindi pwede.
Hindi pwede.
Dapat banana queue talaga.
Dapat meron kang baon lagi.
Gusto ko tuloy ng banana
queue. It's not even like a banana. It's a banana queue. Because you can't have... Kasi normal banana, at least you can have it in your pocket or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Ito kailangan.
Banana queue. Kailangan nakastick, ha?
Parang meron kang plastic na dala-dala na puro
kasi
banana
kasi pag tinanggal mo na daw sa stick, wala ng power.
Labo.
Kasi queue. It has to be in
queue. Kailangan talaga nakatuhog. Kasi you know, basically, the banana in turon is the same. It's caramelized banana.
Yeah. Well, except it's covered with lumpia wrapper.
You know what this reminds me of? I had this dream before.
Oh my gosh, I want to run.
Well, sort of.
I want Manila King.
Medyo connected nga to kasi about katabaan siya. But anyway, so I was fat. And that was my dream. I know it's a reality. So shut up. But anyway, I had this stick that was like, you know, just had magic in it. That you could point it at
any... wand.
Yeah, like a magic wand. Like, you could point it at any body part. And then that body part would get thin. So una, syempre, inuna ko yung extremities ko, diba? Like arms, legs, chest, thighs. By the time umabot sa tummy, naubos yung charge.
Oh my gosh! So ang payat-payat
mo. So ang payat-payat ng libs ko. Pero yung chan ko nandun. I was like, no!
No!
It's a horrible dream.
Okay, masarap. Turon na queue. Like, turon siya, pero nakatuhog. So banana queue na siya, tapos turon pa.
Where the... Why is it queue? Because of barbecue.
No, because it's in a line, right?
Ayun na yun? Really?
Yeah, it's in a queue.
Oh, that's why it's wrong to spell banana queue with a Q U E.
It has to be
C-U-E.
Yeah, it's C-U-E.
Pero queue na line is Q U E U E.
Oh nga, Q U E U E.
That's true.
Q is more like
haba daw kasi sa sign.
Diba? So dapat barbecue.
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 Q.
Diba?
Pwede rin Barbie line.
Or dapat si Barbie na nakatuhog.
Wow.
Ay.
Okay.
So the top 10.
Si Ken?
The top 10.
Ayun, nakatuhog din.
Nung isa pang Ken. The top 10 weird dreams. The weirder, the better. If you want to join us for today, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Weird Dreams.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Antud Jays for suggesting this.
All right, somebody, Leafy, was able to text me to tweet me the result, the URL for checking if you passed the USC.
Okay,
so I'm gonna retweet it so that you guys can check it out if you took it, so that you know. It's just nice that now you don't have to go there.
You don't have to go.
I remember that fateful day when they released the results.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it.
To USD, but you took USD.
Yeah, I did.
Where do you...
You know what my excuse was?
What?
Our proctor, during the test, had a really, like, high slit. That's usually the other. No, so I was like, the whole time, I was just like,
oh,
looking at her.
Gino.
What? It's true. I'm a dude. Believe it or not.
despite all the rumors,
medyo interested din naman ako dun sa sex na yun.
Oh, but now in UP, according to Butter Baby, there's a separate building for admissions. That's right. I remember this. There's a new one. I think right next to the faculty center behind it.
Yeah.
That's where all the admissions stuff that you need to go through or check out, it's all there.
Wow.
It's not in... Where did it used to be? In FAM, yeah.
Wait, FAM. Admissions?
Yeah, admissions. Just for admissions alone. They have their own building.
Even Andre has an excuse for like, UP naman. Oh, I didn't pass UP because my katabi was pretty also. Sa kanya naman... Hindi daw sa pumasa kasi yung katabi niya may KFC.
Iba-iba ng ano.
Iba-iba ng excuse eh.
Dalawa lang yan eh. Either pagkain or babae.
Oo. Then tsaka may time na yung nasa likod.
Kaya pala pumasa si Chico.
Ay, nako.
It makes so much sense now.
But I like pagkain.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
How telling.
The top 10 weird dreams. Just send us your weirdest dreams. Ken Karot says, I dreamt our entire barangay had one communal shower.
Oh, ooh, that is the worst.
It's like a hutong.
Yeah, pero
Hutong, right?
The difference between a hutong and this one is that, kasi yung hutong, siguro naman hiwa-hiwala yung shower. Ito, like, literally, it's a huge room with multiple showers, so you have to bathe with
just
everyone.
Just like in a concentration camp.
And boys and girls.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
Saan parang kayo ito?
Unisex eh. And then,
or puro boys tas puro girls?
No, no, all in one.
Okay.
Ah. Right? Hannah Rea says, I once dreamt I was being chased by Sadako, pero kalbo. Walang hair.
But creepy pa rin eh.
Nakatungo pa rin siya.
Kasi diba she moves like...
Yeah.
Like the break
but
dancing.
I think the part that hides the face adds to the fear.
Yeah.
Because you're left to imagine how horrible her face would be.
And because once you see her face... Like
when
without
I see your face.
Without the hair, if you constantly just see her face, feeling like matatawa ka lang eh, para, haha, you look like Quasimodo.
Right.
Diba? Because her face is just deformed. Right? Is
yeah.
it deformed?
Because you know,
she used to be really
remember.
Pretty. Did you watch The Ring Zero?
At saka ito, ano ha?
The name of the actress was Yuki Nakama.
Oh.
And she's really pretty, so.
Kasi si ano eh, si, like Medusa has the same thing.
Mm.
If you look at her... Her face, you will turn into stone. Si Sadako naman, if you look at her face...
Petrified.
Petrified. Okay.
Yeah. Like stone.
Titigas ka.
Oh.
No, exactly.
Titigas pa o maninigas?
Pareho lang.
Pareho lang ba yun? Mm. Is there a difference? No.
Pareho yun.
Maninigas, I think.
Maninigas, I think.
Because titigas ka, it's too literal.
Parang aangas ka lang.
Oo. Hindi, pero parehong pwede yun. Titigas.
Ay!
So pwede yun, parang aangas-angas, titigas-tigas.
Oh, titigas-tigas.
Kung titigas-tigas dyan, ha? Parang pag huwag kang maging
parang
siga.
Parang huwag kang aas-tigas-tig.
Oo, oh, diba? Huwag kang siga, di ba? Huwag kang titigas-tigas dyan, ha?
Titigas-tigas. Tititig-titig ka eh.
Kala mo, sinong tigasin?
Oo. Oh.
Paano kung, ano, susugurin na natin?
Hmm.
Susugurin na.
Bubulok-bulok ka naman dyan eh. I am Alex E. says...
And nag-stammer siya, bulol! Bulol!
Oh, sampalan scene with Sherry Hill. Pero yung kamay ko, imbis na kamay, arinola. So, ang pinang-sampal ko sa kanya...
It's what you pee on, right?
Yeah.
Arinola.
And something similar, where was that? There was a similar entry.
Is that the same as a spittoon?
No, that's different.
A spittoon is for spitting.
Oh. Ugly Kid Joey says, hinahabol daw ako ng malaking ahas na may arms. Tapos yung muka, si Madam O'Ring. Tapos lumabas si FPJ, tapos nagsampalan sila.
So, hindi man lang inupakan eh, no?
No.
Nagsampalan.
Yung snake, may arms.
May arms.
May arms.
Kasi magsampalan sila eh.
Oh. Parang Medusa. Parang si Medusa. Si Medusa is a snake.
No.
But she has arms.
She's a girl. Just the hair.
Oh, wait.
Just the hair.
Oh, this was a different rendition. I think in Clash of the Titans, the new one.
Ah, yeah.
She had a snake body.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, nga, that's weird. Why did she have a snake body? That's weird.
She's a Gorgon, diba?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like, what
she
exactly.
She got, she used to be a beautiful girl.
Yeah, and then she got punished
by
Athena.
Yeah. Because Poseidon and Medusa were doing it in her temple.
In her temple, yeah.
And she was like, how dare you?
Desecrate my temple.
So here, you become a Gorgon.
And that's why she hates, like, the demigods and whatever. Because...
How petty the gods were, right?
Yeah. Diba?
Tsaka talagang doon sila nag-do.
Oh,
kasi parang sa temple pa ng ibang god, diba? Ugly Kid Joey, yung isang araw na naginip ako na si Anita Linda naman ang nagdala ng brown paper bag sa anak niya, sabay tingin sa camera, kindat, at sabing, alam na.
Bumabawi.
Bumawi.
Parang pagod na siya eh. Palagi siyang pinapatay
I keep on getting shot. Ikaw naman.
Di ba? Saka nakakatawa. Meron pa siyang wink-wink dun sa viewers.
Alam na.
Ilad Villanueva says, bumaha sa buong neighborhood namin. Tapos, everyone, it's like it's a tragedy, di ba? I mean, people drown in floods.
Right.
Tapos yung kapitbahay namin, bilang sumigaw, tulong! Tulong! So we were like, bakit nalulunod kayo? Hindi, wala kaming sabon.
Hindi kompleto.
Hindi kompleto.
We can't take a shower.
yun lang yung problema nila. And then, Chenong says, may nakita akong talong na nakatuhog sa isang bato. Parang Excalibur. Tapos sinusubukan kong hugutin, pero sumasama yung bato.
Wow.
So it's weird. It's like, but instead of a sword, it's a talong.
It's a talong.
Nakasuksok dun sa
stone. Kaya kahitin mo na lang, malanta. Hindi mo na lang malanta,
hindi,
no?
Hindi, it's an everlasting talong.
Wow!
It doesn't lanta. Lagi siyang...
talong and lasting.
Should be a lot of people
love.
Happy. Oh, my God, Del.
Hey, that's a joke. That's not
I
my
know,
joke.
I know. And,
Kita mo, next day may nakaupo na sa bato. Hindi, inuupuan nila para...
Bakit? Bakit nila uupuan?
Kasi di ba sabi nga niya, pag hinahatak yung talong, sumasama yung bato. So, syempre, uupuan nila yung bato para ma-stick to the ground yung bato. And then you can make hila
ng talong. Yung bato?
Yung bato.
Okay.
Hindi mo ma-ano yung talong. Hindi mo nga mahuhugot.
Right? It's like...
forever naka...
Naka-embed.
Naka-emboss.
Naka-emboss sa bato.
Ang hirap hugutin.
Diba? Nahirap talaga hugutin.
Pag ano, nahirap hugutin. Dan E. Tituti. Dan Ito na naman ako.
Atatiban.
Dan E. Tituti. Dan Too Easy to See says, I dreamed na I was a witch fighting with Hansel and Gretel. Finally, I cast a spell. Tapos si Hansel naging sandwich with cream filling.
Yung
Hansel. Mocha sandwich.
Yeah, naging ano siya with mocha filling.
Oh my God.
Mocha filling.
Did you know that Will Ferrell pala is the producer of Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah.
Like the comedian. So it's sort of funny in an action sort of way, yeah. But if you are God Gretel. Oh my God, she's so hot.
Who's Gretel ba? Who's
that Gemma actress? Arterton.
Ah, that's her.
She's so hot.
How come she doesn't look like her?
She lost weight.
This.
She lost a lot of weight.
Oh my gosh.
She is so ridiculously hot.
She looks good now.
Super.
Why?
No, I mean, I don't remember
her looking
like that.
She always had a really nice face.
Hmm. Wait, but where was she from?
Clash of the Titans. She was the parang...
Was she big there?
Yeah. And then Prince of Persia.
Okay.
Oh my God, she's so hot.
When you think about it, she's always in like fantasy films.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing like real.
Her face kasi is pang fantasy.
Wow. Okay.
How come when you say it has a different meaning?
What? Pantasya. Tama ba?
Oo. Pinapagtasyahan mo siya. Cherry the Great says, I was sleeping. Tapos, dumating si Mariah sa bahay namin. Ginising niya ako. Sabi niya, huy, gising na. Ako na maghuhugas ng pinggan. Tapos, habang naghuhugas siya, kumakanta siya ng My All. I gave my all.
So, have you seen it? You haven't seen it because you were in Singapore.
No. Four episodes I've missed.
Okay.
And the top, Weird Dream, comes from... Kina Gonzalez.
Kina says,
I dreamt that there was a zombie apocalypse. We were being chased by zombies who only ate boobs, and we can only stop them by singing the national anthem. It's so weird. It's like weird.
I think I know where this came from. Mars what? Attacks.
Why?
Remember
right,
that movie?
Right, Mars
and
Attacks.
And the Martians were attacking Earth, and then they were just blasting
What's
everybody.
What's the song again? What's
like some really old.
Yeah. No. There's a specific song. No, the Tom
You Are
Jones.
My Sunshine, my.
No.
It's not unusual
no,
to be
there,
by anyone.
And then once they hear that, their heads explode.
No, it's any sort of music, right?
No, it's that.
It's specific to Tom Jones.
It's not unusual.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a wink-wink on the, it'll make your head explode listening to that song.
But it's funny because they didn't have a skull, so they had those protective glass
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
it'd splatter inside. No.
That's so cool.
Not unusual up to be loved by anyone. Hey, can we say happy birthday to Custer Winston?
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
Belated happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Enjoy your day today.
I know.
And just to add on to the whole hindi ako pumasa thing, Jem, one of the Axemen, just says, hindi ako pumasa ng UP kasi yung katabi ko di marunong magbasa silently.
Ah, so binabasa niya out loud.
Yeah. Ang annoying nun, ha?
It's kind of annoying.
That's annoying.
Akala ko yung hindi ako pumasa ng UP kasi yung katabi ko bobo.
Speaking of Jem and you, yeah. I saw you both on TV.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where?
For the Axe thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of my many random movies.
Wow.
No.
Random, huh? Random.
Sarap siguro ng feeling ng ganun, no? I saw you guys. Yeah, that's just one of my.
Hey, everyone's saying you look like that guy in Pitch Perfect.
I know. I keep hearing
Which one?
It like, from everybody. The guy who was in love with a girl. The lead guy. There's only one lead guy.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I really don't see it.
Really?
Yeah. He kind of looks douchey. Okay.
Talaga?
Now we know.
Skyler something.
Yeah, somebody posted a picture of you and him side by side.
Yeah, somebody posted a picture of me side by side with Ryan Reynolds also. That one I agree with. I want to agree with it.
Sige.
I want to agree
tama
with
na to,
it.
Tama na to, bulahan na to. The top 10 weird dreams.
Grabe.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. The weirder, the better. Just make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag weird dreams.
Alpha Males on air. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Good morning, guys. Happy Monday to everybody. This is Del checking in for the news for this hour. We're doing the North American box office news a little early. A grown-up Hansel and Gretel grabbed the weekend box office title, pulling in $19 million in U.S. and Canadian ticket sales with its reinvention of the fairy tale characters as fierce bounty hunters. Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, knocked last weekend's winner, the low-budget horror flick Mama, into second place. Mama earned $12.8 million from Friday through Sunday, followed by Silver Linings Playbook with $10 million. CIA drama Zero Dark Thirty came in fourth with $9.8 million. Okay, so Jeremy Renner and Gemma Arterton. How do I say that?
Arterton.
Arterton?
Gemma Arterton.
Gemma Arterton star in Hansel and Gretel as crossbow-wielding adult siblings who travel the world taking out evil witches. The comedy was produced for $50 million. Paramount had predicted opening weekend sales in the high teens or low 20s. I guess they made it.
They made
it. It's $19 million.
Just right.
Hello, you can't ever go wrong with leather and corsets.
That's true.
Yeah.
Really
That's
is.
True.
And besides, even if you're not watching it for like... I mean, obviously you don't watch these kinds of films for the story.
Yeah.
You watch it for the action of it.
And it's nice that there's a little bit of
funny?
Comedy.
Yeah.
Was it funny?
It was okay. Actually. Like
laugh out loud funny?
No, more of like because it's Angas funny. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like think Peter Parker. Like action, but it's funny.
I see.
But like Spidey, yeah. Spider-Man is always funny. It's never serious like Batman. Na talagang
yeah, na
right.
Down.
Right.
Tapos it's not naman like comedy na.
Na all out.
Na parang mystery man.
He always has these parang funny quips lang all the time.
Like you remember that one scene where a robber took out the knife and he was like, "Oh no, it's a knife."
Yeah.
It's please don't use the knife.
Well, Hansel and Gretel, number one in U.S. box office.
Yeah.
If you're not going to watch it for the story or for the action, watch it for Gemma Arterton. She is really just gorgeous in it. Amazingly beautiful.
And this is the prelude to, well, malayo pa naman, pero like summer's when all the big guns come out.
Yeah.
And but you'll see the
But then summer in the States is not March.
It's June.
Yeah, it's June.
So like G.I. Joe.
That's where the real like event films come out. So now you have
Iron
all these
Man.
Quote unquote action films. Pero diba, not the really
not the super big ones.
Kita mo the ones that are coming out, diba, like Hansel and Gretel. And when is Anok coming out? That Jack and the Beanstalk thing. Is that a summer movie
Jack
or
the
is
Giant
it like,
Killer?
Or is it coming out like now?
I think it might be a summer movie. Jack the Giant Killer.
You know what's so nice? Like in the States you can buy your tickets online and then right before entering the cinema they have these screens outside and you just swipe your credit card and the ticket comes out.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Mm. Wow.
It's so easy. It's so convenient.
Yeah, but then again, it'd also be bad for people who got their card stolen because you wouldn't have to like sign or anything like that. You would just swipe it. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had your card stolen, someone
can easily
use it.
But in the States, I think it's very easy for them to contest some of the sales.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like, oh, well, my card got stolen. But just like here, you have to, all sales after it's reported loss are the ones that they won't honor. I mean, because you've given the bank due notice that it's been stolen, so...
And you know what? Speaking of, like, cinemas, there's a cinema... Basta, cinema.
Yeah. What kind of cinema?
When you go there ng, like, morning, there's always just one girl. And then the lines are, like... ridiculous. And
oh, I know that.
And all the time.
I know that, yeah.
So I finally asked the, not the girl, because there was a lady guard there. And I was like, Miss, bakit pag umaga talagang isa lang? And she goes, opo. eh, eh di laging ang gulo-gulo. Oo nga po eh. And I was like, why don't you do something about it? And she was like, yeah. So, and I was like, but hindi niya na lang dagdagan. Hindi po talagang isa lang po ang nilalagay pag umaga. And I was like, ugh.
Cost cutting.
Yeah, they don't want to pay.
But it's so annoying.
It's not her call.
Yeah.
I know, but yeah. It's just so weird that they don't do anything
That's
about
like
it.
Parking slots, like in malls here. Mm-hmm. Usually it's every floor. There's a parking
attendant, like
where you can pay your parking ticket for. But during the mornings, there's only one. And then it'll
That's
just
the second.
Build up. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
And there's always a build up. So I was like, I don't get it. Why do you let it?
It just goes to show that they care about the profits first and then the people second.
I know. Wala lang. I just find it so weird. I don't get it. When you see that that's the problem. And then, andami lagi, every time. Yung mga nasa huli na ng ano, they're like, look, ang first showing nyo, ganitong oras.
Hindi na
pero,
kami aabot.
Hindi na kami aabot. But then, it always happens this way, that there's a long line and there's always one girl. Mm-hmm. So, either you move back the first showing or you put in more girls. Mm. It doesn't make
more
sense.
Girls. More girls.
Wala. It's just so weird. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, that's the news. This hour here on The Morning Rush, we'll have more for you next hour. Enjoy the music right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Request granted. The Morning Rush. La 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 la. The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. Thank you very much to, let's see here, and to Jays for suggesting the top 10 weird dreams. Let's start off with
a birthday greet.
Yeah, okay. you can go and
happy birthday to King Del Rosario from Japan. That's coming from I Am Alex E.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Let's also say hello to Jervs Naval, also tuned in. So I am JM Naval. Good morning. Let's also say hello to Mark Joseph Princess, who says, have an awesome day to Super Wobby, Sefoy, Sayoti, Justin Zaldivar. It's Barry, not Barry. So good morning to you. Let's also say hello to the bankers, Midnight Crease, Ivan Borlongan, Yes Mimini Uge, Renzo Boy 06, I am Jenny Batalia, Eric Sean, Chen Yang, Glad Jater, and I am Alexi. So good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, right. And if you want to join the next challenge,
Photo Rush
challenge, you can join Photo Color Pink.
Wow.
Hashtag okay. Photo Color Pink.
Wow. This so is there. Going to be very girly.
Manly guys pink. Real men wear pink.
Oh, that's true.
Wait. What is that? Is that red? That's red. No.
Real men wear pink. Gay men wear fuchsia.
Aha. Aha. But it's such a painful color to look at. Fuchsia. Yeah, parang it's too mainit. Parang it's, I don't know. Like it's
too much.
It's too much, yeah.
I don't know. I like pink. I really like pink on girls. Mm. I just find it weird on guys. I mean, I don't know. It's just a thing.
Well, yeah.
So obviously, I'm not a real man.
Yeah, and you're always in black. Actually, any color.
I love dark colors.
Yeah.
I really do.
And,
suits your mood.
Or my attitude.
Yeah, or your heart. Black heart.
The budhi. What's budhi?
Dapat white ka talaga.
Conscience ba ang budhi?
I think so.
Or spirit.
Or like your soul. Hindi eh, that's kaluluwa.
Budhi.
Budhi? Di ba yun yung ano? Yung vegetarian food place.
Budhi.
Si kuya.
Kuya si Kuya
Budhi.
Kuya Budhi. Kuya Budhi.
Tara na, magtupi na tayo ng papel.
And
Ate Shana.
The top 10 weird dreams from ano Super Wabi. Nasa burger joint daw kami. Tapos kinuha kaming human sacrifice. Tapos kami yung gagawing burger.
Parang Soylent Green.
Yeah. That is weird. And also closet noisy girl. I dreamt I was in the movie Rizal, the one with Cesar Montano.
Yeah.
Plotting an attack. The dream ended with Chinese rock musicians performing in my sala.
Ang labo.
Ang weird, di ba?
Chinese rock musicians
Yeah.
performing in your sala.
And then also, let's see here. Coming from I am Alex E. Kamukha ko raw si Derek Ramsey, pero yung body ko si Madam O-Ring.
What?
Yeah. He had like the face,
the face of Derek Ramsey
but
the rest of the body. So neck up, Derek Ramsey.
Chika, never mind. Never mind that you have the face of a guy and then the body of a girl.
Yeah. Tapos two so disparate ano pa.
It's so opposite in all, yeah.
Ilad Villanueva says, kamiting ko daw si Pinoy. Pero ang agenda namin, birthday party ko. Tapos yung PSG niya, puro majujubis na babae.
What the heck?
Huh? But you know, everything, every dream somehow stands for something. There's always a meaning.
There's always an interpreter.
Yeah.
It's never we had just like a parang dream interpreter, lang. No?
I used to interpret Chico's dreams.
Yeah.
Very well. And I
pero
remember
kasi because she knows me.
I know you.
Pero
but also,
imagine, like,
I think one time, Jude, I was able to interpret Jude's dream.
You never interpret my dreams.
I'm not interested.
Maybe that's why I never asked you.
No. I
never wanted to hear anything bitchy.
No, but I think I can. If like I know you already, and I know.
Oh, I remember my last dream. Oh wait, let's not talk about this.
Not the last dream. Will De Leon says, "I dreamt na everyone daw was me, from the drivers on the road to the tinderas to the students to the traffic enforcers, lahat kahit sinong makita ko dun sa busy city, it's me."
Hmm.
What would that mean? Like everything talaga, wherever you go.
You're a narcissist?
It's you. I don't think so. Parang there's something else eh. Parang
I'd have to
like imagine going to the mall. Lahat ng makikita mong tao, ikaw.
But if I had that
parang kasi Agent Smith. Oh, pero,
yeah.
Wait, but is there like a girl version of you?
No, thank you.
Or just you. As
thank
in,
you.
All guys, parang ganun. Parang,
basta puro ikaw.
Had it been, had siguro it been iba lang ng katawan, and, but it's your face.
It's always you.
Ooh, I'd love to see that world.
Ay, nako, you,
so
yes, you would.
No.
Ay, paano pag you're making out with someone na...
No, I want... No, because if you're saying that it's just different forms of me, like may mga batak na ako, I would want to see like what I would look like if had I been batak. Had I been born taller? Had I been born shorter? Had I been born a woman?
Eh, paano if you flirted with you?
Okay lang.
You are a guy, you know.
It's funny.
You do know that you are a guy.
That's right.
That's why I don't subscribe to those dream interpretation websites.
Because it never means the same thing.
It never means the same thing. Because you think a different way.
Pero you know what I read? Meron daw parang...
Universal.
I mean, okay, let me put it this way. I can dream of a snake because I watched it on TV.
Yeah.
So that's just my, because, you know, there was something very specific. But they say there are certain dreams.
That reptiles where, mean something.
Yeah. Something like that. So it could mean one thing, a personal meaning to you, but there are universal symbols.
Yeah.
But I think like that's death, culture bound.
Culture bound.
That's culture bound.
Death, driving, blah, blah, blah. Parang ganun.
Even losing a tooth, like a molar.
Yeah.
Oh, diba sa atin, it that's means may mamamatay.
Chinese Pinoy.
May mamamatay. Or if you dream of poo-poo, it means money.
Really?
Yeah. And no there wonder. Was this one month last year, I kept dreaming of it.
What if you dream of somebody that's full of poo-poo? Does that mean money?
But you know, there was this one poo-poo dream of mine that was so weird because it's RX.
Poo-poo?
No, I mean, it happened in RX. What happened was, I went to my bathroom, the one okay. here. So I lock the door, take off my pants,
okay,
and then I sit down on
go
the...
Go on. Go on.
And then I sit
you
down on the...
You take off your whole pants?
No, I mean, like...
You know what? You don't?
Take off your pants?
Not take off. I mean, like, put it down.
Okay,
really? You
put
don't
it down.
Take off your pants?
My brothers, kasi they do. Sorry, kuya.
I feel so weirded out.
Yeah,
when
no, but now that you say it,
no,
it's
true. Bunched out.
No, guys, I think take off their whole pants.
Yeah, because you want to spread your legs. Really, it's so weird.
Why do you need to spread your legs?
Wala lang, so you're comfortable. I don't want to be bound.
Okay, fine. You know what? A friend of ours, you, Del, me. Me, Del, and you.
You, Del, me, and Del. Me, Del, and you.
A friend of Del and me.
Mine.
What? Del's and mine.
Ano?
A friend of mine.
We have a friend. Kami ni Del.
May kaibigan kami.
He takes off all his clothes.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
No, all his clothes.
Yeah, me too. Especially when I'm at home?
No. Like to here?
You're naked? You're butt naked?
Yeah.
Here in RX?
No, I never I've never pooped.
No, no, but here. If you did, if you had to.
Why are we talking about this?
You're going to take off all the clothes?
Yeah, I would. Ah. Why wouldn't I?
You're can we take a picture?
No.
Can we take a picture?
No, why would you need to take off your shirt?
Tweet pic.
I don't want it to cup it.
It's still inside the same bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, it's just force of habit. Whenever I'm at home.
Oh my gosh, you're the second person now.
No,
it's
but
so weird.
No, but I think guys really do that. Either they take off their pants or they take off everything.
Why everything?
And I hate, like, lalo socks. I hate the feeling.
You take off your socks?
Yeah. I find it really weird when you're sitting on the throne and you have your socks on.
Oh, this is so weird. This is so
actually,
nice
I kind
me.
Of agree with you.
Diba? It's so annoying. Eh? Yeah. It's like, ugh.
I don't like. I like because I like my bathroom floor dry and clean,
same
super
here.
Clean. And I don't want to be walking on it with socks. I want like my bare feet.
Yeah, I want to feel the cold of the tiles.
Yeah.
And
well, I have bathroom rugs.
I say that's good in like your own bathroom.
I just take off everything.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. Okay, anyway, and then.
But I won't naman step on the. Like, kunwari, I go to a mall, tapos I have to poop talaga.
Uh-oh.
I won't, like, step on the floor with my bare feet.
But you still remove your clothes?
But I'll still remove everything. I'll step on the top of my shoes.
Everything?
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. Wow. That is so weird.
I don't know. It's I don't like being confined.
Wow. Okay, last two. From Dan to Easy to See. Sige na nga, fine. Since this is what we're talking about. I dreamt once that Gino was eating a lot of corn in the wheat field. Tapos when he pooped, Coco Crunch. Kasi wheat naman yung kinakain mo eh.
Tapos may chocolate pa.
Ay, nako. And so the entry that caps
it's
off
Coco
the bottom
Crunch.
Half.
Hey, you said it's Coco Crunch, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's coconut and... Ay, coconut.
Last time I checked, there was no coconut.
It's chocolate.
Chocolate. It was chocolate, okay?
Chocolate.
Ay, nako.
And that's the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird dreams. Comes from Dine Girl.
Dine Girl says,
magkadikit lang daw yung Hong Kong at saka Pilipinas. Tapos pwede kang sumakay sa jeep na nakalagay Hong Kong ilalim.
Lumatan sa tubig.
Diba? Hong Kong ilalim. As in, i-jeep mo lang ang Hong Kong. Oh my gosh! Can you imagine?
How awesome would that be? If eventually they came up with like trains that go cross country
in
a matter of like minutes or hours.
I love it, I love it, I love it. Okay, so the top 10 weird dreams. Keep sending them in, okay? The weirder the dream, the better. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #WeirdDreams.
Hey, hello to Doc Carlo.
Good
saying
morning.
Hello to the mom, Lynn, Pat Jing, and Jella tuned in. And hello to the rest of the wonderful, wonderful people of the Bello Medical Group. And belated happy birthday
belated
to
happy
Dr. Birthday. Vicky Bello.
Happy birthday.
Belated
Dr.
happy
Vicky
birthday.
Bello.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush.
Top 10. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Antud Jays for suggesting this. The top 10 weird dreams. Let's get this out of the way. Fionget says, after I quote-unquote endorsed the Morning Rush to my sister, the very next night, she told me that she dreamt of herself and Chico doing it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Weird.
Okay.
Okay, I have one.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, go.
Coming from Joy.
Of used traffic. To work with RX.
So Joy says, I had a weird dream that involved Del.
Mm-hmm.
Naging yaya daw ako ni Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nag-hire daw ng kano na driver si Del. Tapos nagkatuluyan daw kami.
Joy, sobra ka na!
Oh, may katuktong pa, sabi mo.
Tapos nag-double wedding.
Si Joy yan ah.
Si Joy yan ah. We are just the messengers.
Oh my gosh, Joy.
The things she fantasizes about. Lumalabas sa dream eh.
Actually, the other day, I was showing my condo to people who were interested in buying it.
Okay.
So they were like, oh, if you don't mind, why are you moving? And I was like, oh, because me and me and and then I wanted to tweet, like, I was so tempted to use the F word. But not the bad F word.
Yeah, the good kind
the
of
the good
F,
kind
yeah.
of F word. Yeah. I'm like, what am I thinking though?
Oh my god.
Wishful feeling era. And I wish we wanted to say feeling era ka much, huh? Feeling.
Well, if you believe in the secret.
I don't know.
Naalala ko na yung secret na yun. Kasi when it was new, and we didn't really know what it was.
Yeah. Kasi so, ito sa secret.
Diba? Hindi yun nga. I asked somebody, I was like, ito kung saan ba yung secret? Sagot sa akin,
secret.
Nakakairis.
Nakakapikol.
Yung parang, you had to read it first. Like, and it turns out, kasi it's kind of like, hard to explain.
Are you the marrying kind? You both?
Yeah, super.
Well, what
not
are you
now.
Waiting for?
Not now.
What are you waiting?
Not, sabi mo not now. Uh-huh. Ako not here. Not here. No, I mean...
Gusto kasi destination,
destination
wedding.
Destination wedding. Diba? I wanna get married.
Alam ko na yun.
It's a big fan of traveling.
I wanna get married here in Strata 2000.
Oh, sige. Where do you want to get married?
Alam ko na.
Out of the country para masaya.
Wait, which part of the
alam
world?
Alam ko na. Not here, but there, and not everywhere. That's your theme song.
Hindi, kasi maganda yun, diba? Like yung...
Okay, sige nga. Give me like a destination that you would pick. Where you to get married.
Alam mo, if I were you, do a winter wedding.
A winter wedding.
A winter wedding.
Para lahat fashion.
Tapos
fashion.
Lahat white. Ay.
Siyempre ako nag-recommend. No, I mean, why not?
Actually, yeah. That's true.
So many people won't have the same pictures
or
that
ano,
you would have.
Parang Hampton's wedding.
Wow.
Wait, diba anong state ba yun?
Hindi ko alam. What is it? New York bang Hamptons?
The Hamptons? I don't
Hamptons.
Know.
I don't know because I hear from Gossip Girl eh.
Yeah, upstate New York.
New York. Upstate New
yeah,
York.
Upstate New York.
Hindi gusto ko parang pwede bang Greece?
Check ko muna.
Check ko muna. Check muna natin.
Google ko muna.
I don't know kasi yung rates ng Greece.
Oh, maganda yun,
no? Santorini, do you want to get married?
Santorini
in
or Crete?
Crete. Mm. You Crete?
You are such a Crete.
Di ba parang maganda doon sa Crete? Oh my God.
Ew, bakit hindi beach wedding na lang? Chico?
Wedding beach?
Saan?
Maganda ba beaches sa Argentina?
Maganda din sa ano eh.
Saan? Saan?
Ayoko.
Okay.
Maka magalis.
Oh, sige, next.
Sabihin mo!
Next! Ito na.
Alam mo, gusto
ten.
Niyang pabasahin.
Top 10. Top 10. Okay, weird dreams. Let's start off with Rodel Nicolas. I dreamt na ako si Superman. At nakakalipad ako, pero may limit yung height ng lipad ko. 3 feet from the ground.
I had this dream too.
Are you serious?
It's so annoying. Hanggang tuhod lang.
Wait, but technically that's not flying.
It's hovering.
Yeah, hovering or levitating.
Pero naka-outstretch ako.
Oh, at saka you can move forward.
Pero you'd be flying.
Pero as in literally.
You'd be flying.
I was kneeling.
Parang may ceiling yung ano mo. Pero nasa ground ka lang.
Pero kunwari.
I don't think that's flying.
Superhero na mababa ang lipad.
Pero kunwari, like there's a building. You still levitate 3 feet off of the building.
Yeah,
so if it's a really tall building, then you're
hugging what the surface.
Oh, what the surface is.
Of whatever the surface
but that
is.
But I was so annoyed with it.
Eh di kung sa city ka, eh di up-down
parang,
ka.
Ay, nakakatamad.
But that was my favorite dream of all time. Flying. Of the many dreams that I've had. And I've had like really, really prophetic and symbolic dreams.
Right.
But when I dreamt that I could fly. And it's funny, I remember the exact moment where when I started to lift off from the ground, I was afraid. It's like, this is not normal. And
you were afraid to fly and you didn't know why.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? And but then, like split second, I was about to be afraid. But then I said, what am I doing? I want to fly. And then I just started to fly.
Okay, fine.
But when you fell, did someone catch you?
I didn't fall at all.
Aye.
Yeah.
I'll admit it na. I had a dream once, flying dream.
Were you naked?
I was naked.
Sabi na nga.
Tapos parang aeroplano ako. Ang propeller yung bird ko.
Alam mo yung theme song mo? LSE!
LSE
ka!
LSE! LSE! I was naked on the... As I lifted off, pero vertically, kasi nga parang. That was my propeller. It was fun though.
Wow.
I bet.
And I am Alex Eason.
Paano kung may ano? Never mind. No.
I'm Alexi says, nagtatrabaho daw ako sa donut house. Pero walang pumupunta kasi ang mga flavor ng mga donuts namin, sinigang, menudo, lumpiang Shanghai.
I don't know if that would work.
And why is it, no? Na parang if it's an ulam, it works. But if you compress it into like a donut, it won't work.
You combine the flavor with
it's supposed to be
sweet. It's a dessert. Dessert is naturally. But you know what? I was watching Nigella Lawson yesterday. She put chili on her ice cream.
Yeah, chili chocolate.
Okay.
She was so like, oh my god, breakthrough. No, but like, okay, blue cheese ice cream. Blue cheese isn't sweet, but they have that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, remember Oscar in Sesame Street?
The Grouch?
Yeah, Oscar the Grouch. He had like an ice cream and a spaghetti with meatball. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then he was giving everybody like ice cream and it's the weirdest flavor.
It's gross. Are you surprised?
Hindi kasi.
Diba may bacon?
Yeah.
Cupcake. It kind of worked. No, it did work. It worked very well. So baka it's just the presentation.
Also like chocolate covered potato chips.
No,
that's
like
a new thing.
Yeah. Like crepes, diba? Parang there's savory and then there's the dessert. So I guess pwede.
Kasi one is a meal, the other is supposed
to be
dessert.
So mali mo, they can make like a meal na donut. It's not the sweet type.
A sisig donut.
Or maybe like ano, not walang sugar, just the bread.
Yeah,
that would work.
Technically, lumpia is something like that.
Yeah.
You just lessen the dough.
Yeah.
Diba? You fry it.
Diba? Lumpia. Pwedeng lumpiang vegetables. Pero if you put saging inside and then make it sweet, then it becomes turon.
And then if you put, lumpia. There's leche flan turon.
Yeah, that's so good. Leche flan turon.
There's leche flan stuffed inside the lumpia wrapper.
Yeah, think turon. Pero
oh my God.
Leche flan
yung laman.
Whoa.
It's so good.
As in sobrang tapos. It's cold inside and it's fried on the outside.
Yeah.
Hey, they do that in okay. In the States. No, and I saw this on America's Next
Fried
Top
ice
Model.
Cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
fried
fry.
Ice cream. Bryn Dune says, nanaginip ako, tumatakbo ako ng nakahubad sa bagong ilog C5 kasi late na ako sa concert ko sa Tiendecitas. So weird. And then Anna Patricia says, I was being chased by zombies. And then as I approached a dead end, sumayaw sila ng Thriller. Sid Tim Ang says, I was taking a shower nang biglang bumukas yung pinto at pumasok si Jinri and Karen in bikini dancing. Tuwang-tuwa na ako, tapos biglang in a few, pagpikit ko ng sandali, pagbukas ng mata ko, si Chichi and Gigi na. Yung kasama niya sa shower.
Well, depends naman yan kung ano yung bet mo.
Oo nga.
Diba?
Right.
To some people, the Karen and Jinri thing would have been great. But to some people,
the Chichi and Gigi would be great.
Exactly. And for some people, they're both okay.
Hannah Reyes says,
Kelly lang eh.
I once dreamt I brought a steel file cabinet to the beach. Kasi dun ko tinatago yung mga underwear ko.
Weird.
Ang weird.
It doesn't make sense, ano?
Hamilcar says, I was an award-winning actor daw, but I only eat leaves and I only sleep on staircases. Kailangan sa hagdan siya natutulog. Strictly BSB says, I dreamt witnessing my brother being executed in front of me. In the dream, he didn't know who I was. And I was really crying when I woke up. I hate dreams like that.
Yeah.
You wake up and you're crying. Tapos you're like, why am I crying? And then you remember your dream.
I remember last week I dreamt that I had been somewhere. I forget what now. But it wasn't a nice event. And then I had to leave. And then I was waiting for a cab in a place that I was not familiar with.
Ito ba yung dumaan ako ng sports car?
No, okay. This is different. And I'm like, I remember thinking, paano ko uwi? I don't know where to get a car. I mean, where to get a ride? And then the people around, like the people who lived in the shanties, were like, Mom, dito kayo tumayo, ganyan. And then I was like thinking, okay, why would I dream of this? And what does it mean to me?
Okay.
And I remember when I was young, I had to take public transportation going to school.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that I hated about it. It's the uncertainty of when the ride would arrive.
Would arrive, yeah.
I mean, I'd be late for school and I'd be waiting there, waiting until the Pasig Raton, the Jeep would arrive.
Yeah.
And I remember, I guess it made a super deep mark in my brain that any form of uncertainty that I don't like. Like, I don't know when something's going to arrive or how am I going to get home. It's like, it's beyond my control.
You go back to that moment.
I go back to that moment. And I'm like, oh, wow, crazy. It's like so much like of your childhood is in your brain. And all it needs is it pushes its way up to your consciousness. Because right now, everything that's happened to you and your thoughts are all most of them are subconscious. They're underneath.
Right.
So your dreams are there to tell you what your mind is
parang,
really
parang
thinking.
Parang yung mga cryptic tweet. Only this time, it's your subconscious
talking to you.
That's being cryptic.
That's being cryptic.
Yeah.
But instead of cryptic dream, it's a cryptic. I mean, a cryptic tweet. It's a cryptic dream.
Okay.
It sends you the message without telling you exactly what's going on.
Okay, I'll tell you a dream I had with Chico.
Okay.
So this was in the 90s when we had just started doing the show.
Okay.
So I dreamt that we were walking on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And we were having so much fun. And he held my hand. So we were, your
like
friend.
A friend. Yeah.
So we were walking. And I'm like, oh, shoot, there's a lamppost.
Mm.
We're going to have to unclasp our hands.
Oh.
But I don't know if we'll hold each other's hands again. After the lamppost.
Okay.
So I was like, and then after the lamppost, we both held each other's hands again.
Okay.
And I always thought, I mean, I always, in retrospect, I think it's like the show.
Because
there was this one conversation.
Ako yung lamppost. Ako yung lamppost.
No, I think that there were some revelations that needed to be made. And
right.
We don't know if we're...
And then after that, that's when...
Yeah, like, oh,
things
okay,
could
we're
be
still
going
to do the show together.
It was that lamppost.
Oh,
I remember that
lamppost.
I remember that lamppost.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how your mind can
associate.
Can tell you the things.
Because it knows you're not ready for the full message.
Yeah.
So it kind of like gives you the message, but coded.
Coded. Mm.
So it's up to you to like peel it like an artichoke. And the top, wet.
Wet.
Well. Finally, the truth. I guess this is why you wanted to do this.
Alam natin kung ano yung panaginip niya kagabi.
No, I said wet a minute.
Wet a minute. Here's my wet dream.
Wet a minute.
Ganun din.
Top 10 weird dreams.
Are you talking about sex?
Comes from Paul
Wait,
Jeffrey.
I have a question about wet dreams.
Okay.
How does... Because I don't think women have wet dreams.
Really?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No, I mean, the official nocturnal emission is for guys.
It's for guys. So wait, what happens? Like, you wake up and...
Sometimes you don't wake up. And then you do. You do. You wake up.
What?
So your blanket could be pregnant? Sorry.
At least you won't have to buy him.
Really?
Yeah, you wake up.
You
it's
do.
The wait, body's, do you, wait, when do you wake up?
During? Yeah, usually during.
I actually don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You wake up and it's done.
I probably just sleep through it.
So you wake up and it's done.
I think so.
How? Wait, you can't say I think so. You must
know.
No, because
I haven't had one in like a really long time.
Okay, the last time you had it. Did you wake up in the middle?
I was like in high school or something.
Actually.
Diba?
But it's so vivid, I remember it though.
What was in it?
No, not the dream. The,
what do you remember?
What do you remember about the dream?
The waking up.
The nocturnal or the emission?
I didn't wake. I don't think I woke up. Like, I woke up like morning na.
I would always wake up.
How would you know that you had one?
You feel it naman.
That's why it's called an emission.
Okay. No, I mean, okay.
There's a manifestation. There's a physical manifestation.
Manifestation. Yeah. Do you in your dream that leads to that?
Hmm.
Is there something going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what was going on in your dream?
So what was yours about?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
No, but how come you can tell that there's something there if you don't remember?
No, I remember. Na it's always parang interesting, but the details I don't remember.
Oh, let's do away with the details.
Oh.
What about characters?
I don't know.
Who was involved in it?
I don't remember. Honest, I don't remember. Okay, and the top weird dream comes from Paul Jeffrey.
Paul Jeffrey says,
tumatakbo ako in panic kasi nasusunog ang bahay habang kumakanta si Manilyn Reyes ng Eternal Flame. So imagine your house
close your
burning
eyes,
down.
Give me your hand, darling. Do you hear my heart beating?
Do you understand? Do you feel the shame?
Do you feel ashamed? Am I only dreaming?
Tapos nasusunog yung bahay mo.
Diba?
Eternal flame.
Oh, is this burning?
Burning
and eternal flame.
Just go.
Okay, so there.
Oh, I know that's out of the way.
Okay. And so, the top 10 weird dreams.
And it is now out of the way, yeah?
Yes.
The top 10 weird dream. KNRX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag weird dreams.
Alpha Males on air. The morning
it's
rush.
Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 3.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Antud Jays for the top 10 weird dreams. Let's start off with Jim Kirk. Nanaginip ako, may handaan daw sa bahay. Pero nakakatakot kasi ang kasama mong kumain, lahat ng kamag-anak mong patay na.
Oh! Oh!
Only them. No,
oh, that's creepy.
Living relatives.
Oh my gosh. That mean, you can be led to think that that might mean that you're next?
Maybe. Oh yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Actually, it's so, it's so like Hades and the underworld. Like you go to the underworld to,
to
see your dead.
To see, yeah.
I remember, you told me this, that apparently when you dream of dead people, when they talk, that's just you. When they don't talk, that's them parang nagpapakita.
Well, that's what they say. That's what the... that's the superstition. That if they actually talk, it's your dream. You know, they're characters in the movie that you made.
But
the moment they're just standing there, not saying anything, it's the real deal.
Like, I remember wanting to dream about my late brother, but mm-hmm. it never happened. It's weird.
Yeah.
I kept wanting to mm-hmm. dream. Like, I did.
Especially
everything.
If you have unfinished business.
Yeah, or you just really miss them. But I also dreamt of an aunt who mm-hmm. died, and I think she was in the dream talaga. Kasi she was just smiling.
Mm-hmm. And not saying anything.
Not saying anything.
You know what would be nice? If they came up with like a machine where you could just input what kind of dream you wanted.
Parang total recall.
Like lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
I would.
Kasi ako, when our dad died, I wanted to dream about him. Tapos, when I finally did, I'm pretty sure it wasn't real. Kasi it was my fantasy na parang I wanted him back.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I'm also a horror buff. So parang Pet Cemetery. My dad came back, pero parang bizarro na siya. Parang okay. But maybe it's also my way of saying,
He's gone. Yeah.
You know,
you
deal
with it.
Instead of him coming back like Frankenstein. It's not the same. That's in my dream, it was like that.
Yeah.
I was so happy when I opened the door, it was my dad. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're back. And it's like, but he's a little weird. He was just grunting.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't really the same, you know. And he was acting like a dead person animated.
Right. Saka parang hassle. Imagine if you had a dream and he was actually like his normal self. And then you wake up from that dream.
Oh,
diba? Really parang I think you'd be sad. Na it would affect you more because like you'd want to live in that dream more than reality.
That's true. It might make you sadder.
Yeah.
Diba?
So maybe that was your body's way of dealing with the grief.
Lock on Strata says, I was walking, then I saw a giant head that keeps saying, here. Just here. Like, pandinig, like listen,
okay.
Listen, here.
Ah, hindi dito.
And then every time he says here, the ground turns to water. Oh, weird.
Wait. So there was a giant head.
A giant head that keeps saying here, H-E-A-R.
Here. Tapos the...
Who sent this in?
Lock on Stratus.
Mm. And then the floor would turn into water?
Yeah, the ground would turn into water.
Water typically means sexuality, yeah?
So listen to your sexuality, to what it's saying.
Makinig ka sa tunay.
Makinig ka.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's telling you one way or another.
Sexuality mo, I want boys.
boys. Here.
Here.
Boys. Tapos giant head pa.
Oh, bakit?
Huh? Well, obviously you have to pay attention to a giant head. Diba? I mean... if I saw a giant head popping out of the ground, I'd be like, whoa! I would pay attention to that.
Yeah. You know?
But I would, because obviously when, with a giant head comes a giant brain. Therefore, it is full of knowledge.
And a giant mouth. Malakas ang boses nun.
Oh, oh.
And a giant throat.
So, hinihigop niya ba yung too big?
Hindi.
Nasaan yung head? Was it planted onto the ground?
Or
was
it just floating?
Floating, I would think.
I would think floating.
Like, parang, it's funny that in his dream, because the word here, mm-hmm. H-E-A-R, is the same sound as H-E-R-E.
Mm.
But in his dream, he knows the head is not saying dito. The head is saying makinig ka. That's like...
Actually, that's true. And you never see letters in dreams, right? You can't read.
Parang comics. No.
Yeah, you can't read in dreams though.
No, but I wanna know is ano ba siya? Like bad guy ba yung big head o ano? So is it a good
ay.
Is it a good character?
Is it a good
or a bad character?
Hoy.
Diba? So actually kung ano, it's the best character you've ever experienced.
You've ever tapos is what, how big was the head?
I don't know, basta giant daw eh.
Ba't ka masyadong interesado ko?
Because I want to find out if it's like, if it's as big as a person.
No, because remember, there are is busts, right?
Hindi, ako, I was thinking more like, alam mo yung globe sa Mall of Asia?
Pwede kasi ganun. Like, pero pwede rin parang, like, balikbayan size, like package size.
Ang sabagay.
Do you remember those sculptures? Yung mga igorot na, parang pahaba na head? Tapos parang,
ah, yeah.
Pwede rin kasi yun eh. Like in Asia.
Parang si Sinestro.
Right.
Pahaba. Like the cone heads.
Ah, pahaba on the head.
Kasi like, you know, in up in the north, for example, yung mga Ilocos area, di ba they have those busts that are parang head na pahaba?
Yeah.
Tapos you put that in your entrances?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the, ano, yung, I don't know where this is, which part of the world it is, yung mga giant head. Yung parang...
Ah, Easter Island. Out of,
yeah, there.
Yeah, ano yan? Like, mga like,
made out of stone.
Fiji, mga ganun. Yeah. That's those like...
Like yung parang long-faced ones.
Yeah, exactly. But also like, even the busts. Mount Rushmore, for example.
Yeah.
It's all heads of the president.
Oh, that's a giant head, diba?
And it's an American.
It's carved in the side of the mountain.
Exactly. It's an American landmark.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
We should do that. Like Mount Rushmore na Photoshop.
Tayong tatlo.
Tsaka si Cooper. Diba, the four of us.
Siya lang yung actually mag-fit talaga doon.
Oh, siya lang kasi talaga yung well. Miss Victoria says, I once dreamt I was on a large bamboo raft with Boy Abunda and Chris Aquino. We were being towed by a giant squid.
Whoa.
Pusit?
Ah, giant pusit. Prince Azul says, very similar to an earlier entry. Ang mukha ko daw si Ann Curtis, pero yung katawan ko kay Mahal.
I think that's a common dream.
Magkahiwalay? Like,
no, I think it's the dichotomy of getting something and then not getting... Like, you only get half of what you want.
Maybe, no?
Diba? Kasi, because
in reality, she really wanted Mahal's body.
Oh, pwede yun.
Pwede yun.
Yeah.
But she had to be burdened
with Ann Curtis's face. Hassle, eh.
No, but also remember, Derek Ramsey, Madam Auring.
Yeah. Gusto niya may asim pa siya, pero nasira dahil nandun si Derek Ramsey.
Panira si Derek.
Panira.
Kompleto na yung fantasy mo, nakakahugis mo si Madam Aurora.
Oo, nasira pa.
Ilad Villanueva says, I was running daw kasi hinahabol ako ng giant octopus. Pero hindi ako makaalis sa pwesto kasi nasa treadmill ako.
Oh, that's cute.
Pero yung octopus, nandun din. Pero naka-treadmill din.
Naka-treadmill din. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird dreams comes from, let's see here. Okay, this is weird. From Nat Stoppable.
Nat says,
hinahabol ko daw si Winnie the Pooh. Pero ang bilis-bilis niyang tumakbo. Takbo siya ng takbo. Everywhere. Until finally, dumating siya sa damuhan to lay an egg.
That's
a bear
weird.
Doesn't lay an egg.
And he's Winnie the Pooh.
He's Winnie the Pooh.
The Pooh?
Pooh.
He's Winnie the Pooh.
And he's Winnie the Pooh.
Peppy, the Pooh.
The Pew. Diba? Or is he Fernando Pew? But that's weird.
Or is he Edgar Allan?
So it was like a Edgar Allan Pooh. So it was a parang. So Pooh laid an egg. So he was like a mix of Pooh and a chicken.
Uh-oh.
So
Bear and a chicken.
Oh, bear and a chicken.
Bear and a chicken.
So parang chicken Pooh. Chipu.
Poochie.
Oh, pwede rin Poochie.
Ay, you will be careful, ha?
Pwede rin po...
Ay, nako, mga lalaki.
Poo chicken.
Ano?
What? Or ano? Hindi, ba't di na lang siya sa ano? Pumunta sa room na lang siya maglay ng egg. Mm. And naka-lock daw. So, kailangan niya yung nawawala yung key.
Oo. So, he needed poos. Ano?
Ay, ay, ay.
Poos,
set of keys.
Yeah, set of keys.
Okay.
Yung kanyang keychain. Yung key nasa keychain.
Mm-hmm.
So, Poo needed it.
And in this land, you know, since it was a monarchy, he was the king.
King Poo.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's what you...
Parang ano, di ba, parang the lion is the king of the jungle. Ay, king of the wild. Ano ba siya?
King of the jungle.
So, king of the forest.
Si George. Ano,
so, si Poo. So, si Poo.
Ano raw siya, king na malaki.
Ano?
Like a giant king. Kasi di ba, like, ano yeah, siya, the king of the giants.
In a land of really small bears, Poo
he's
was
the largest,
parang, the giant king.
Yeah.
Mm. So big.
Poo
king.
Goodbye, guys. Buti na lang dito si Sarah.
Siya yun.
Sarah can help me finish the show. Thanks, guys!
This is bound to happen.
Kasi yung kulit niyo eh.
Alam mo yung nagtatawiran tapos nagkabanggaan. Dalawang DJ tumawid, nagkabanggaan, nasagasaan.
I didn't expect that you would say something. Naunahan mo ko. Split second.
Kulit kasi.
Ang kulit mo kasi. I was going to say it na eh. Bigla kang pumasok.
Very out of nowhere, tumawid din ako.
Oh my gosh. Okay, never mind. The top 10 weird dreams.
Well, it was nice when it lasted.
Just kidding, RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Weird Dreams.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Remember the giant heads and then every time it says here, the water turns into ground?
Mm-hmm.
Matthias Uy was saying...
No, ground turns into water.
Ah, ground turns into water. Matthias Uy was saying the giant heads are authority figures. Mm-hmm. Ground turning to water means secrets about to be revealed.
Ah.
It kind of makes sense.
Galing. Tapos listen.
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 Whoa. Okay, that kind of makes sense. Wow. Okay.
The only water dream I had was I was in Boracay.
So do you consider that a wet dream?
Literally.
Depends.
Or pag gumising ka na umiiyak.
Yeah, I've experienced that. I hated those.
Yeah.
I've never.
No, really?
I've never.
That happened to me when I had a dream about my dad being abducted by aliens.
Mga ganon. At saka, it never happens to me when I have something really to cry about. It's not during like the...
Yeah, it happens during like happy times.
Yeah, like random days. Na biglang, tapos the dream, the reason I was crying is not very realistic. It's usually something very... Yeah.
I remember dreaming about exes. And in dreams, they're always cryptic and coded, but not really.
Like it's quite clear.
It's clear that... You're talking about, I mean, the symbol is for them.
What was the language in the dream?
No, one time there was a dream about a Volkswagen.
Oh.
And then another dream, there was a dream about a baby kangaroo. Do the math and please don't say it out loud.
You mean...
Oh, I...
Now I get it. You mean an animal?
I was like, did you ever have an Australian boyfriend? Because I don't remember. Yeah.
And then there was a dream about a white crab.
A white crab?
Which was nipping on my foot.
I don't like the... Okay, wait.
Which was eating my foot. He was trying to...
Was he trying to crawl up?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
So usually, dun nagsistart muna.
Pero at least now, you know, like, you don't even have to figure it out. You know who you're dreaming of.
Mm.
Only it's not them.
Wow.
Them.
I've never had a dream about an ex na as a symbol. Like, it's always been...
Because it's your ex.
It's them. The person itself.
Mm. They never stand for anything else except them.
Yeah. Oh, well, I did have a dream about the devil.
Ex mo yon.
Who knows? <Wow. laughs>
All right, and let's thank Anne to Jays for suggesting the top 10 weird dreams. Let's start off with I'm Alex E. Sa dreams ko, I was dancing shirtless while hugging a santol. Tapos sinisipa ko yung pechay.
Wow. I wonder what that means.
Ang labo mo, te.
It's so cryptic.
It's so cryptic. Hard to, ano. Oh,
hindi ko mag-gets yung meaning ng dream mo.
Makopa Shake says, nagbabatuhan kami ng mom ko ng sako ng bigas.
Wow. Oh, wow.
You're
I wonder what that
means. You're that strong in
the dream. You guys are strong. At saka nagbabatuhan kayo ng sako ng bigas. Wow.
Baka it's like parang, here, I'm throwing back at you what you provided for me.
Ah, pwede, ah.
That's my interpretation of it,
or,
at least.
Or parang, you used to support me, now I'm going to support you.
Pero,
or pwede rin,
pero
kasi
heavy.
Batuhan,
yeah,
eh.
It's heavy, so it means it's burdensome.
Oh, mm-hmm. Na parang, more, baka more of like, parang, oh, here's everything that you gave.
Did you know that you dream more when you're depressed?
I don't, maybe not, kasi I dream a lot, eh.
Which means, and your disposition.
Diba?
No, that's based on studies.
I would
studies.
Think so. Kasi mm-hmm. parang your brain is so active.
Diba? And at night.
Mm-mm.
The brain is more active at night.
Kina Gonzalez says,
which explains this show.
Yeah.
I was a bounty hunter. I was known for wielding a harp. And I lull criminals to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's actually nice.
You're literally taming the beast with... What's that saying? Tame the wild beast with music or something like that. But there's a saying.
I don't know.
Parang,
music soothes the savage soul.
Savage beast. Yeah.
Music is the beast.
And Jay Sheldy says, sinasampal ko yung mga pamangkin ko, pero kahit gaano kalakas ang buwelo ko at gaano ako lumapit, hindi umaabot yung kamay ko sa face nila.
Oh, that is pretty irritating. Like when you're trying to punch someone,
no,
but nothing happens.
No, but that's rife with symbolism.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking, you want to do it, but you can't.
You can't.
Better you want to.
You want to, right?
That's your parang escape hatch na hindi naman tumatama. Pero the wanting it is there.
Yikes.
No, but it doesn't have to be literal naman kasi. Diba? That's why there are universal, like, the symbol of a child doesn't have to be, like, whoever you dream about. Like, let's just say I dream about Del. It doesn't necessarily mean that my dream is about Del.
Actually,
it could be about just you interpret it as co-worker means something else. Like,
no, or whatever you attach to me. For example, you attach bitchiness to me.
Which is not far off.
That's, I will stand as a symbol for that.
Yeah.
No, like in this case,
so,
it could be about, like, let's say you want to do something that you know is bad. Mm. It has nothing to do, it may not have anything to do with your pamangkin. But obviously you're not supposed to hit children, you know, in general. So if you wanted to do it but hindi umaabot yung kamay mo, maybe you wanted to do something you're ashamed of,
mm-hmm.
because you want to do it but you know what's wrong.
So there, parang kunwari may dream ako na sinasampal ko si Del, it could just mean na I hate bitchiness, parang I'm fighting bitchiness.
Sampalin mo na sarili mo.
Gotta admit that was
wow.
good. I gotta admit that was a good one.
Diba? Is Bonini says, I dreamt that I can summon wind from a wing. I could summon wind from a ring. And I was fighting Mayor Alfredo Lim.
Para siyang Planeteer.
Diba?
Oh,
diba?
Right.
Yeah.
Wind, water.
Oh, this is a little creepy. Agent says, naghahalikan daw si Chico at si Gino. And Delamar was trying to kiss their cheeks kasi walang pumapansin sa kanya.
Story of my life.
Nakikisali sa halika.
Actually, ang mangyayari sa totoong buhay nun, if that were ever to happen in real life, is that if you guys started kissing, I'd take pictures.
I know. Or you'd take
and
a
post
video.
It on Instagram.
Yeah,
post it on
or Instagram. Tout it. Wow. I would tout it, for sure.
You totally
15
would.
Seconds of kissing.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
I'll be so happy.
8Nen8 says, staying still inside the building. staying still inside the building because there was a T-Rex. Mm. And diba sa Jurassic Park, yes, they said, just don't move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's got very bad eyesight. And Will De Leon says, I dreamt na nagiinuman kami ng tropa ko, pero ang iniinom namin patis, tas ang pulutan, chinelas.
Patis at chinelas.
Patis at chinelas.
What a weird combo.
I am Alex E. says, magta-transform daw ako into Darna. Pero bago na rin yung rules, imbis na ba to, isusubo ko lang yung doorknob.
Ang hassle.
Tatanggalin mo ba sa pinto?
Wait, no, I think hindi mo na siya ilululon. Igagana mo lang yung bibig mo to sa doorknob.
Door! Door! O paano mo naman sasabihin Darna?
Ugo!
Gungo!
Practice ka, practice.
Sige, game. Gungo!
Dog!
Gungo! Sabay-sabay, sabay-sabay.
Let's put, ano, something in our mouths.
O sige, ako
like
yung...
Like what?
Ako yung cap, ako yung cap ng Starbucks.
Kaya mo?
Ako rin.
Hindi, hindi.
Wow.
Hindi
mo lahat.
Sabi ko, a part wow, of it, a part
mo?
Of it lang.
Okay, game, ikaw, ikaw, ikaw. Do it, do it, do it. Okay.
Ako
rin.
Ako rin.
Ako
muna.
Ako rin.
Ganga!
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 Ganga! Parang gang na. Ganga! Ganga! I'll try to say Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper, where'd the pick a peck of Peter Piper?
kahit nga wala yung cup, hindi mo na masabi.
Oh, sige.
Sorry. A new low in radio. This is a new low on FM radio. Okay.
A different level.
That was, ang nakakatawa dyan, Gina was laughing with a cap in his mouth.
Kasi, I wanted to...
Hindi kasi susunod na siya.
Susunod pa ako eh.
I'll go. Ba't naging parang seashells, seashells by the seashells?
Hindi ko na alam yung next part to Peter Piper eh.
In fairness, na-gets ko.
Oh, diba?
You said seashells, seashells by the seashells.
Right? Oh, sige. Wait, I'll try another one.
How much wood would a woodchuck okay. chuck?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck would cut wood?
Dinadaan mo sa rhythm eh. Oh, ito, kaya mo.
Hindi pwede kasi may tono eh. It has to be a spoken word. Makulong.
Bakit?
Diba? Lupang hinirang, baka panata makabayan.
Baka panata makabayan din.
Okay.
But what if you're actually choking on something and you were...
Pero okay.
I've lost my gag reflex a long time ago.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
What? I go to the dentist all the time and it's desensitized me.
Okay.
Jeez.
The top weird dream comes from... I don't know if this is true, but according to Adariel, it actually happened. I dreamt I was scratching my name on a bulletin board in a waiting shed. And then years later, I find a waiting shed and my name was on it.
Oh my gosh, that's creepy.
That's creepy.
And he didn't. He never...
Wait, what's his name?
Yung pangalan niya pala, Mark. Or John.
Okay, John.
Yeah, pero, well, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Michael or David. Those are the names that are so...
Abuti sana kung name mo, like, Jelamar.
Pero it looked like the one in his dream. Diba?
Actually, that is pretty creepy still.
It's kind of creepy.
No, you know what I don't like? Yung mga parang... Like, you have a dream that, kunwari, like, let's just say a malignant figure... write something on your arm. And then when you wake up...
It's on your arm.
It's on your arm.
Ano ba?
Hindi, pwedeng, no, pwedeng ikaw ang nagsulat nun in your dream.
Mm.
So it's not that scary.
Because you are the malignant figure.
Kasi mas mahirap yung ganun. Like, it happened in a place where you were not in. Let's say it's a place you've never been to. O kanya, let's say you dreamt about, you wrote something in Thailand, and you've never been to Thailand. And the first time you go there,
it's
you
there.
See that place, and your name is there. It's impossible
but
for
again,
you to...
But again, I'd like to know what his name is.
Yeah. Because if his name is something common, then, you know.
It's a bagay.
Like, might not be that, no, no.
Like Michelle, Stephanie.
Or Badethamar.
Yun, nakakatakot yun. Very few people are named Badethabar.
Badethabar.
Yeah. Okay, and so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Weird Dreams.
And getting their dreams, they're just so mysterious.
Can we just say this
interesting
one?
I know.
According to, where was that? Adonis Mabangis, the sampal of the pamangkin dream could actually mean that she wants to get rid of or was ashamed of something childish. Right? It makes sense.
Pwede rin.
Pwede.
Pwede rin.
Alright.
You know what? It's easier to interpret someone's dream when you know them and you know what's going on in their lives. Alright, 9-11, final hour of the Morning Rush today.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Antud Jays. Thank you for the top 10 weird dreams.
Hey, can we say hi to Tin? She's tuned in.
Hey,
hi,
good morning.
Tin.
Good morning. Morning.
Is Bonini says, I dreamed that I swam in a pool of beer and got drunk, but I didn't drink. The beer was absorbed into my skin.
I wonder if that'll happen. Would it? If
no,
you
it would not. It wouldn't.
You would absorb it.
But not in that way.
Wouldn't it go to your bloodstream? Oh, okay.
It's too slow. And but imagine even those lotions that you put on your skin, they are processed by your body.
Ew.
By your liver?
So yeah, your liver. Like beer-battered fish fillet.
Right.
But it seeps into it. But you don't... Do you get drunk?
No, because of the heat, the alcohol evaporates. Just like when you put wine in food.
But when you flambe something,
that's because, when you light it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on how long, because I think it needs time for all the alcohol content
to use that.
Yeah.
I love how scientific we are.
Sometimes,
diba?
When
we seem so intelligent.
Well, seem.
And to Jay says, yung sa Harry Potter 7 scene, yung when Harry died, tas he was back at the platform 9 3/4. Nung pagising ni Harry Potter, nandun na siya sa train station, hindi si Dumbledore naghihintay sa kanya. Si Tito Boy, tas sabi niya, Harry, usap tayo.
I don't remember Harry Potter dying.
Diba sila ni... Well, quote-unquote, he was sent back. Diba yung...
Oh, right. Yeah, yung sabi like niya, the bright white light and...
Yeah, I remember he said, am I just... Is this just in my head? And Dumbledore goes, of course it is.
Right.
And he was sent back. Parang he's not finished yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I find like goosebumpy was
goosebumpening.
Goosebumpening was, you know, and I don't know which Harry Potter, when he saw his what do you call that, when you, that thing that you conjure up for the Dementors to leave,
the Patronus.
And he thought it was his dad.
Yeah.
And then later on it was him, because he came back. Remember that episode where Hermione, I think, has the time thing. She had lots of classes that year.
Where she could be in two places at once. Well, sort of like two places.
She was always, you know, going.
Yeah.
Remember? And then, okay, so Harry found, I think, was that?
The stag by like the river or something. A lake.
By the lake. And then, so he was with Gary Oldman, Sirius.
Yeah,
and then the Dementors came. And then he saw, he had seen this stag. And he thought it was him. I mean,
he thought it was his dad.
Yeah.
And it saved him and Sirius by the lake. But then at the end of the movie, when they turned back time, he found out that it was him. That was him going back time, trying to ward the Dementors off.
Oh,
Dementors.
Yeah.
Save
right.
himself.
No, because I got confused. Because remember, there was also a time when there was a Patronus that arrived, which was the Patronus of Lily, the mom.
The mom.
When it turned out, Snape has the same Patronus.
Because she was so in love with the...
Yeah.
That's a tragical story.
You know,
I
didn't read... I didn't finish book 7.
Book 7.
So when I was watching the movie, I literally cried.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, Snape was in love with her all this time.
And then we all thought of Snape one way.
Yeah.
The whole series until book 7.
But going into book 7, because I kind of already knew that Snape was actually on Harry's side. He was
but
just
you don't
being
know
like
how
a douchebag
much.
About
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But when I found out na parang he was there when the parents died, and he like Alan Rickman's face mm-hmm. when he picked up Lily and he started yeah. crying. Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
For me also, because I remember Harry is a reminder to Snape that yeah. he could never have Lily.
Lily. Mm-hmm.
That was the son of his
nemesis.
Yeah, of his rival. Mm. So obviously, and you have to save him.
Yeah.
For the love of Lily. Mm-hmm. Wow. Crazy.
And Lilo Boy was saying, nanaginip ako, hinahabol ko daw si Pocahontas. Nung finally, naabutan ko siya at kinalabit ko siya. Pagharap niya, si Chico pala nakadress.
Halloween kasi nun eh.
Halloween kasi nun eh.
Halloween.
And John Chuan says, I once dreamt of this huge blob attacking my family. I sliced it up with the only weapon I had, a ruler.
Wow.
Okay.
And, you have been measured.
And also, Adariel says, I was talking to another version of myself. He took a different college course. And we were talking about how each other's lives turned out.
Wow.
That's kind of interesting.
It's not so quoted.
Diba?
That's not so quoted.
But it's interesting, no? Na parang, like, what if you could actually do that? Like, what if you could talk to Del, who actually became a lawyer? Or... You know, Chico, who became a stripper or something.
Diba? This is parang, how's your life? How did it turn out? How do you feel?
Who are you going out with?
Yeah.
And would we choose the same people we were with?
We can't. Kasi
no,
if we
no,
took
it's,
an,
no, but it's possible that it? You would still see them.
Diba? Or what if even if... Like,
in an alternate universe.
In an alternate universe. Diba yung sexuality ko?
Okay.
Hindi, pwede rin kasi yun eh.
Ano?
Are you coming out now?
Ano, you were straight.
Ano, you were straight.
Pero pag tinanong mo, oh, ikaw, kamusta ka naman? Yung dinate mo, ito, may chicks ako. Ikaw, ay, ito, may boylet.
Oh, wow.
Di ba? But imagine if you could actually do that.
It's so weird.
Kind of cool.
RC Catalan says, journalist daw ako, and goons got me because of what I wrote, and shot me in front of my sisters. But what I distinctly remember was the cold feel of the bullet as it entered my body.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, like I was watching X-Men First Class last night. That scene
I love that.
Where Magneto gets the coin, the penny. Is it a penny?
Which scene? Say that again.
Anyway. Magneto has a coin.
Yeah.
And then he
throws it.
He magnifies it? No. He levitates it towards Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it makes it enter this.
And Irvin says, my uncle died raw ng Christmas Eve, so ginawa namin siyang hamon pang Noche Buena.
Wow. Wow.
It's a weird dream.
That's so weird.
But
hey, we have to give an answer later. So think of the weirdest dream. A dream you haven't shared yet.
Oh, no.
Yet.
Well, that'll be difficult because we always share our dreams. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird dreams comes from I'm Alex E.
I am Alex E says,
bumibili daw ako ng isang dosen ng virginity soap. Yung binibenta ni Madam Aurin. Tapos sabi daw ng tendera, isa mo gagamit.
Usyoso din yung tendera.
Di ba? Oh my God. And she really does have that, huh?
Yeah.
She's really selling it.
But it's not just her. I've seen that so...
Oh, okay.
Even before. In one of the drugstores. I took a picture, but I forgot to put it on Instagram. Because I was like, well, how does
this
work?
What is a virginity soap? Mm. So the top 10, the final batch of the top 10 weird dreams. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag... Weird dreams. Nobody.
Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 4. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. We've got N to J's for suggesting this, the top 10 weird dreams. Let's start off with Jagger G. Lumilipad daw ako na nakasakay sa elephant habang namimingwit ng isda sa hangin.
Wow. It's like DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Where he's right. The kid is sitting on the moon and
on
fishing.
On the moon. Maybe flying fish din yung
malay mo.
Juice Blank says, I dreamt I was taking Delamar's mugshot in a police precinct. As in, gusot-gusot yung buhok niya from a fight in a bar.
A bar fight?
Wow.
Agent, I've always been interested in those things. Like, how do people even get into a fight? Especially the girls in the ladies' room?
In the ladies' room.
Let's try.
You want to be a lady?
No. Let's go to a bar and let's get you into a fight. Parang let's find some random woman.
How does that happen? Somebody...
I don't think it's as common here because people are less pranka. Whereas in the States.
Oh, yeah. Well, diba like in Jersey Shore, grabe yung mga scenes.
Oh my gosh.
Scenes.
Yeah. Diba? Like what they really like pull each other's hair.
But then again, it's quote unquote reality TV.
Ah, well, yeah.
So it's not as oddly enough,
reality
it's not as realistic.
That is
true. Yeah. And also from Agent Mon, it's not my dream. It's my sister's recent dream. She dreamt my mom, who died in 1994, was asking for permission if she could get me.
Wow.
But I think maybe your sister was just scared of losing you.
Of losing you too, yeah.
Agom ni Alan says, I was doing it with my husband in my dream. I was doing it with my husband. Then I had my eyes closed. When I opened my eyes again, he was this white guy I didn't know, and he was saying, you die.
Oh my gosh.
That's creepy.
That is so creepy. Yeah.
Like you start out with your husband and then you close your eyes and you open them.
Pero pogi ba yung white guy?
Ay, naku, that's not the point.
Diba?
Kasi kung oo, kung okay lang napatayin ka.
I guess
ka?
Okay lang. Please, you died
happy?
Doing something fun.
Ito, ewan ko kung kaya nyo i-process ha. Si Patikim Mercy, kanina ang panaginip ko, color orange daw yung curtain namin. Pagising ko, green.
Oh my God!
Why are some dreams so mundane?
Dun, dun, dun.
Diba, parang all dreams have to be spectacular.
Diba?
Pero sometimes it's really not. Yeah, you know what? I had a dream when I was younger. And these are the dreams that I really remember because I really wish that they'd actually come true. You remember Saber Rider and the Star Sheriffs?
Yeah.
Yung series. Did you ever get to see that?
No.
Saber Rider and the Star Sheriffs.
I actually remember this.
Anyway, so there was a TV series, a cartoon series before. And then I had a dream that there was a Saber Rider and the Star Sheriffs computer game on the family computer. And I was playing it because it was my birthday in my dream. And then I woke up and I was like, I want to play it again. And then I go to my family computer and then I look at the cartridges and there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
There's no Saber Rider. And there's not even like a game that I can buy. Like, it really doesn't exist. And I was so sad about it. I mean, to other people, this would have been like a, whatever dream. But to me, it was like, damn it.
Mm.
So parang...
Pero the curtains being a different color, it's a different level. Eh. Wala talaga nangyari.
So a different level of boring?
Saka what were you doing? Were you just staring at the curtains in your dream?
I don't know.
Do you dream in color?
Yeah, I do. Why?
Yeah. Well, there was a study that said everyone dreams in black and white and we just attach the colors when we wake up.
Really?
I don't know how true.
How would you know?
Yeah, exactly. How
it's going to be
know?
Difficult. It's not like there's a videotape that you can...
I kind of wish there was, but what if there was a device that would record your dreams?
Yeah, I thought of that before.
Pero feeling ko medyo creepy din eh. Kasi diba they say that you... a person, when they go to sleep, has an average of about 6 to 8 dreams whenever you go to sleep. But sometimes you don't really remember any
That's
of it
That's because the cycle is complete.
Yeah.
The dreams that you remember are the ones that you wake up in the middle of.
Yeah.
Like you didn't complete the dream.
Yeah.
So imagine, what if you got to see all of these dreams, tapos they turn out to be like really horrible,
creepy dreams.
Creepy dreams pala, like, you know, massacres in your head and stuff like that.
Gabrielle Yap was saying, I woke up late this morning kasi I dreamt that I was taking a bath and inside the shower was Anna Faris officiating a lesbian wedding.
Oh.
Or according to her, Anna.
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 Locust Designs was saying, I was doing it with Jacqueline Smith and when I was about to be finished, she turned into a cat.
Oh,
she's
so
my favorite,
Jacqueline
Smith.
Turned into
Jackson.
Oh.
And Rene Boy says, nanaginip ako, ang business ko daw, tagakanta ko ng One Sweet Day sa mga libing. It's so weird. As in yun lang, just that song.
Just one song.
Puro one sweet day
lang. Tapos ang dami niyang gig.
Oo, tapos puro ganun, puro living. Puro...
Alam mo, pero sigurado yung trabaho mong ganun.
Oo. And the top, Weird Dream comes from Targrod.
He says,
two entries. First, nag-post sa FHM si Madam Aurin.
Who?
Tapos, tuwan-tuwa daw akong binabasa ko siya while eating bulgogi. It's weird, right?
So weird.
And then also from Targrod, breakfast ko daw, kinamot na eggs and bacon brief.
Ano? Kinamot?
Na hard-boiled eggs. Tapos parang kaya parang may scratches.
Na, good save, Chico.
Grabe.
Hard-boiled eggs siya.
Good one.
Hindi na siya, good job.
Hindi na siya smooth kasi na, ano na siya eh. Kinamot siyang ganun. And bacon brief for breakfast.
What about us?
What about us? The weirder the dream, the better.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
When I was little, my mom would bring me to the, when she does the, she goes to the market.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa Libertad. Right in front of, it's a crossing thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? Anyway, it's a wet market. And the market is maybe 4 feet raised. So all the cars would be parked outside.
Yeah.
But the whole market, you'd have to walk up a couple of steps because the market is raised on this concrete thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I would always dream that somebody would be chasing me from within the market and then I would have to jump the 4 feet thing. And always when I jump, it would turn slow-mo. And I would feel all the butterflies in my stomach. And I remember dreaming that maybe 3 or 4 times when I was young. And I remember hating the dream.
Because
It felt like falling.
Yeah.
And
but butterflies in your stomach is sort of like, it's supposed to be a good thing.
No, you know when you're raised very fast and then
right.
You fall?
Yung parang
that,
ihi ka
yeah,
hindi.
But not the ihi, something about your stomach getting like...
Yeah, yung parang it go, whatever inside goes up.
Yeah, something like that.
The feeling when you're riding like Angkor's Away.
Yon, exactly. Oh. Now, every time I would reach the jump, it would all be fast until I actually jump. Then it turned slow-mo. So, that feeling in my stomach would be like
so para
protracted.
Trinity.
Yes, exactly. So weird. And I never knew what it meant when I was young. And I remember thinking, after the first time I dreamt it, and then I was dreaming it again, I remember thinking, oh man, this again? I hate how this ends. And then...
Baka it's like love. Na parang you jump. And then when
it's
you're
it's a
there,
leap of faith.
Oh, when you leap.
You try to run away from it, but then...
You can. And then you,
you jump.
And
anyways.
Then it catches up.
Oh my God, that's
you.
It!
It's about okay. Love.
Ako diba, siguro, all this time pala, no? Ever since you were young, you've been dreaming about love.
Mm. Ako siguro, the weird dream was, ano, I woke up, I couldn't breathe. Tapos I realized, parang I couldn't move, I couldn't breathe. I was trapped inside yung Jelly Ace.
As you had to eat your way out of
no,
it.
No, but I can't, even if I ate myself, it was sealed. It was,
yeah.
I was inside. And then I could see my family. They were just walking around. And I'm like, I'm here.
And nobody cared about you.
And I was
just, it a giant Jelly Ace?
No, I was tiny. It was a regular Jelly Ace. It was on the table, but or ref or something. But I could see them, eh. And I'm like, I'm in here.
Help me.
So maliit ka, tas mahirap kang mahanap.
Andun ako sa loob, eh. So, and I couldn't, I was trying to hit the plastic. It was
Ibang
hirap buksan niya sometimes. I was like,
it's hard to open from the outside.
From the outside. What more? And I was so small. I was so tiny.
You couldn't naman climb up and like just.
Yeah.
And I was trapped.
What about you? I know what that... dream means.
Shut up.
Please interpret for the rest of us. I'm
British. Shut up.
No, usually the weird dreams that I have come when I have a fever. And I just remember this really... It doesn't make sense at all. But I was in a circle. Like I was in a giant... Imagine like a giant plate. There was a copy of me on the opposite side of it. And then I was on the other side of it. And then I was trying to scream... to the other person, who was me also, and then it kept revolving, and then it was moving up and down and revolving at the same time. Tapos parang it was getting smaller and bigger and smaller and bigger, and I was just like I couldn't hear myself. I don't know. Weird.
It really sounds like it's a dream of a sick person,
like a hallucination.
Yeah, hallucination.
A feverish dream.
I have one more before we go.
Yeah.
When I was in grade school, I remember dreaming a scene that I remember so clearly. I don't know why, just a scene of. a Spanish woman, a middle-aged Spanish woman with glasses, and right behind her is like a whiteboard.
Okay.
And I was supposed to be, she was supposed to be my teacher in class.
Okay.
Years later, I was in high school, and I had just out of I don't know what, an arbitrary thing, I just decided I wanted to take Spanish lessons.
Okay.
When I sat down on the first day of classes,
See?
That was my, she was my teacher.
Yeah.
Weird.
Prophetic. That's a deja vu.
Supposedly, but they say deja vus are a trick of the mind.
Yeah.
Your mind tricks you into saying
that this is something
you've
seen
that you've it already,
about
but
before.
Maybe not. Okay.
O sige ako rin.
Meron din akong weird pa na dream. Mabait daw kayo sa akin. Sobrang na weirdo ha.
Pero to really? Entry na to, hindi masyadong mabait.
I was on a roller coaster daw. And then I started screaming because I could see na meron kaming tatamaan. There was something on the tracks. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're going really fast, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to hit it. Tapos nung malapit na kami, we saw what it was. Mga nagtatap dance na killer whale.
Hindi, baby.
Ay, nako.
Kasi malamang maliit yun kasi kasha sa track eh.
So
baby killer whale.
Hindi, malalaki sila.
Oh.
Full-sized killer whale.
Wow, prophetic
tapos
yung, dream.
Tapos yung sapatos nila nakafit dun sa dalawang tip ng fins. Tapos tumutunog dun sa bakal nung ano, nung rails.
Tapos sinagasaan yun.
Taka-taka-taka-taka-taka.
So sinagasaan niyo yung whale. Ano nangyari?
Naputol na dun. Basta I remember I was screaming na parang, we're going to hit it! Tapos sila parang, tatak.
Baka parang, we're going to hit it off.
Tsaka marami sila.
Oh, de.
It wasn't a dancing, I mean, tap dancing killer whale. It was a troop of them. Parang chorus line. Nagaganan sila.
I can interpret that dream.
Shut up.
Shut up. Okay, gotta go.
You gotta go. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.